The complaint from attorney Jerome Buting lists six mistakes crime lab analysts have made between 2002 and 2006. One of them involves a DNA analyst coming to work drunk after being counseled several times about her drinking problem. This incident took place while Buting was defending Stephen Avery in the Teresa Halbach murder. He says at the time, hundreds of pieces of evidence for the trial were being analyzed at the lab.
It's not just the Avery case. They handle, you know, hundreds and hundreds of cases. Some of the evidence is that they wrongly excluded somebody who may have actually been a guilty perpetrator, or they may have wrongly included somebody. And either way, justice is not being served if the analysts aren't doing their job properly.
Buting says crime labs in other states have faced similar problems and have established forensic crime commissions to oversee crime labs. Wisconsin has not created such a commission. Department of Justice spokesman Kevin St. John says the State Department of Criminal Investigation will take a close look at Buting's allegations.
When you're presented with serious allegations, even if those allegations come from someone that clearly has an interest, you should take a look at them, because we share the exact same interest at the end of the day, which is to ensure that the work of the crime lab is accurate.
St. John says after the DOJ reviews Buting's complaints, it will decide whether it needs to contract an outside auditing firm to carry out a thorough objective investigation. Kiel Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.